Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me start by saying this. What I am about to say is not controversial. What I'm about to say should be normal. What I'm about to say should not shock anyone. Are you ready for this? If you don't love America, you shouldn't be representing America at the Olympic Games. If you're ashamed of America, you shouldn't represent the United States of America at the Olympic Games. If you hate America, you shouldn't be competing with anything that says Team USA on your clothing, even at the Olympic trials. And if it makes you angry or triggers you when you hear the national anthem, then you should probably go whore yourself out to another country that will be happy to make a deal with you to get you to represent their country at the Olympic Games. Now, let me just go through what we're sending to the Olympics. First off, did you know you're supposed to be angry? Yes, you are supposed to be angry that the U.S. men's basketball team is not all black, because there's a white guy on the team. Let's start with that one first. There is a guy who is a former basketball player who's now an ESPN guy, Olympic, you know, apparently expert on what the team needs. Jalen Rose. You may know him because he's a commentator and he has a podcast, and it came out the USA roster this week. Let me tell you who's on the roster. Kevin Durant, black. Devin Booker, black. Bradley Beal, black. Chris Middleton, black. Draymond Green, black. Jason Tatum, black. You get the trend here. Now, I don't give a crap that they're black, right? I want to send an amazing team to the Olympics. But there's one name on the list of 12 players that wasn't black, and you're supposed to be angry about it. You're supposed to be excited for the Olympic hoops. And Jalen says that America should not be excited. Despite being excited for the Olympics, you should be disappointed in Team USA's token selection of a white guy named Kevin Love. Now, I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to understand something that you're being sold here, which is a lie. He wants you to believe that we're afraid as a nation to send an all-black team to represent the United States of America. So you know, because facts should matter, our 2016 Olympic team that we sent to Rio was an all-black team. Remember that as I play for you this race-baiting fake anger Well, it's not fake. I guess it's genuine. It's real. It's authentic, right? That America should be upset that we were afraid to send an all-black team to the Olympics, even though we did it in 2016. And no one wrote an article about it. No one gave a crap about it because everybody thought it was the best team. But you get a white guy now in the Olympics, and you're public enemy number one. Public enemy number one. You should be ashamed. How dare you send a white guy to the Olympics to play basketball?
I'm excited about the roster, and I assume and I know we're going to win the gold. But I'm disappointed in something. As I do this show every day, I do it in front of a picture of Tommy Smith and John Carlos raising their fists at the Olympics. I also know the favoritism that Christian Laettner was shown when he got a chance to be put on the Dream Team ahead of Shaq and Alonzo, but they made it so that a college player could even get on and gave him favoritism. But this level of, and I got a word for it, Kevin Love is on the team because of tokenism. Don't be scared to make an all-black team representing the United States of America.
False, false, right there. We're not scared of it, Jalen. This is race baiting. We already sent an all-black team in 2016. Go look at the roster, you moron. But they don't do any research, right? Because we got a race bait. This is race baiting 101. You make up a fake outrage, something that everybody should be angry or upset about. You tell them that an injustice is being done and that we are sending a token white guy just to make sure that we don't have an all-black team, even though we sent an all-black team that no one noticed back in 2016. Do you want to know how many radio shows I did in 2016 about an all-black basketball team? Zero. You want to know when I found out that the team was even black? It was an all-black team? Today. No one was looking at this team as, oh my gosh, we just sent an all-black team in 2016. No one cared because we thought it was the right team. We were excited about the team, and guess what? People don't always look at everything through the eyes of racism. Yes, shocker. Yeah, that team in 2016 that went to the Olympics, no one cared that there wasn't a white guy on the team. No one even cared that it was an all-black team because it was about representing the United States of America. But wait, we got to get more racism in here. We got to divide the country. We got to make everything into a woke moment. It gets better. Take a listen.
I'm disappointed by that. Anybody that watched the league this year knows Kevin Love did not have a stellar season, was not the best player on his team, and did not necessarily deserve to be on this squad. And I'm not going to take him off the squad and not put somebody else on it.
By the way, I'm not going to let you listen to the other crap because it's inside baseball, all right? Let me go back to the reason why Kevin Love was actually put on the team, okay? First of all, the guy's an amazing basketball player. If you don't believe me, look at his credentials. He won a national championship with LeBron James. He's won a gold medal on an Olympic team. Let me say that fact again. He's won an Olympic medal representing the United States of America and has been to an Olympic Games and played in every game and won every game. He just got a four-year, $120 million contract extension with the Cavs. Yeah, the guy doesn't suck. I'm not going to take him off the squad and not put someone else on it. Guess who's on it? Yeah, we got to get an all-black team. So here it is. You think he even said that maybe there's another white guy that could have been on the team that was maybe should have been looked at based on his credentials? I'll tell you exactly why Kevin Love's on this team. Kevin Love has overcome adversity. Kevin Love has actually dealt with anxiety. He's written an article about it, about anxiety disorders. This is a guy that is understanding how to play in these big moments and helping people along the way. This is a guy that understands what the Olympics look like. He helped Team USA win a gold medal in 2012 Olympics in London. He was not on the team in 2016 when the team was an all-black team. We weren't afraid to send an all-black team to the Olympics. But the reason why he's on this team is because he's a guy that can mentor and help guys understand how the Olympics work because it is a little bit different. It can be intimidating. He is going to bring experience. Yes. Great word, right? Experience to the table. He is going to bring experience to the team. He is going to bring a gold medal and a world championship ring to the team. Does Kevin Love deserve to be on the Olympic team? Yes. Has he won an Olympic gold medal? Yes. Any of these other guys? No. Were we afraid to send an all-black team? No, we were not afraid to send an all-black team. But now you fast forward, and this is the woke world we live in, and it gets better. Number two, and I'm going to go back over my basic rules for being in the Olympics. If you hate America, if you hate the United States of America, you should not represent the United States of America. And we sure as hell shouldn't let you wear a USA shirt or uniform or carry the flag or walk on the field or any of this. Like, we shouldn't be paying for you to go to the Olympics representing the United States of America. Insert hammer thrower Gwen Berry, who actually got woke and angry this week as she turned away from the American flag while the national anthem played at the Olympic trials after she came in third place to make the Olympic team. She was so triggered, she actually just said it was like it was a setup. Yeah, for the past week, the national anthem is played one time per evening at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. So on Saturday, the song happened to start while outspoken activist Gwen Berry was standing on the podium after receiving her bronze medal in the hammer throw. While the music played, Berry placed her left hand on her hip, got all angry and fidgeted. She took a quarter turn to make sure she wasn't facing the flag. Towards the end, she grabbed her Black Lives Matter t-shirt with the words activist athlete emblazoned on the front and draped it over her head. This is who we're sending to the Olympics. And again, simple rule. You hate America. You disrespect the flag. You don't get to wear the USA uniform. Go run for some other country. There are plenty of countries out there that will take you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Quote, I feel like it was a setup and they did it on purpose. Playing the national anthem now is like some mean-spirited evil thing you would do, is what she's describing it as. Get off Team USA. Leave America if you hate it. She went on to say, and I'm quoting, I was pissed, to be honest, she said. Barry's reaction to the Star-Spangled Banner was as notable as anything on the track on a blazing hot Saturday, the second to last day of the U.S. Olympic trials. Temperatures were over 101 degrees on the field, but she was angrier than that. Hotter than that. Yeah, she was woke. You want to know how she made the Olympic team? Just so you know, she only beat out somebody else by 3 inches. 2 inches, excuse me. She got the third spot by 2 inches over another person that I would assume loves America. And got her brains beat in by the two Americans that beat the living crap out of her, who were ahead of her in first and second place. Deanna Price won the event with a throw that was nearly 7 feet longer than Barry's. But leave it to Barry to take away that moment from the actual American athletes that were holding the American flags on the podium, which she was not doing. Each one of them had their flowers and an American flag that they held on the podium because they're proud to be American athletes and they're proud to be going to the Olympics. Yeah, she's angry. My purpose and my mission is bigger than sports. She says, I'm here to represent those. Then get off of Team USA. Go be Team Black Lives Matter. I don't care. But I shouldn't be sending you in our country to the Olympics. That is the point that I'm making. She's not the only one getting woke now. We're getting cryptic messages now from one of the best tennis players of all time who, by the way, is just a terrible person. Terrible sport. There's Venus Williams. I love her. I've spent some time with her. I've even hit tennis balls with her. I think she's a very kind and sweet person. There's Serena Williams, who will scream every time she loses. She will take away from other people winning matches when she loses. She's always nice when she wins, and she'll threaten to slam tennis balls down Asian women's throats. Don't forget that at the U.S. Open. She's one of the worst losers you'll ever meet. Serena Williams has come out confirming she won't compete in the Tokyo Olympics. There's a lot of reasons, quote unquote. There's a lot of reasons. Yeah, she's taking a break from competing in the Olympic Games. The tennis pro confirmed she'll be skipping the competition in Tokyo. She told reporters before the 2021 Olympic Wimbledon Championships began, quote, I'm actually not on the Olympic list, not that I'm aware of, and if so, then I shouldn't be on it. Williams had no problem loving America when she was winning 4 Olympic gold medals since she first entered the games in 2000 and made a lot of money doing it. But she's decided not to pursue more in 2021. Quote, there's a lot of reasons that I made my Olympic decision. I don't really want to. I don't feel like going into them today. Maybe another day. Sorry. Oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? What are you trying to tell us? Right? What is it you're trying to tell us? What are you trying to allude to? Are you ashamed of America now? I'm just curious. Immediately, the world went buzzing as she cryptically revealed why she won't be going to the Olympic Games. Now people are saying maybe it's because she's gotten woke too. She's taking a rain check representing the United States of America, which has given her so much. Yeah, she's keeping her reason a secret for now. Yeah, keeping it a secret. I wonder what that means. Well, I can tell you exactly what the media thought it meant. Maybe she's upset with America. Maybe she's not proud of America. Maybe it's one of those get woke moments. Maybe it's Black Lives Matter. Maybe it's because now she's used America and made a lot of money. America's made her extremely rich. But maybe now she needs to speak out. Yeah. Speak out. There you go. U.S. Tennis Association hasn't announced the men or women's team for the Olympics yet. It comes on the heels of a grueling Wimbledon tournament in the midst of a pandemic. Both reasons alone could be a great excuse for why Williams would want to stay home this time around, is what the U.S. Tennis Association spokesman told the Associated Press, that they have encouraged the athletes to participate, but they aren't pressuring anyone in this unique time. Yeah, that's how you cover your AWS on this story. What do you bet it's not for those reasons? Because if it was, wouldn't you actually just say it? Maybe it's grandstanding. Could it be that? Yeah. There's a lot of reasons I won't play in Tokyo. Oh, here we go. I'm calling it now, by the way. I'm calling it now. We're going to get woke from Serena. Get ready. It's coming. So get excited about the Olympics, folks, because this is what we are in this country. This is what we have become. We now pay for athletes to train that hate America to then represent America and then mock America. We now pay for the travel and give them USA uniforms, and they won't even hold a flag or look at the flag when they make the Olympic team. Think about that for just a second. Really think about what just happened. We actually sent people to the Olympics that won't even look at the American flag. And when the national anthem played, it, quote, really kind of, you know what, them off. Does that sound like somebody that should be representing the United States of America? Look, I'm not saying that they should be silenced. Just say whatever the hell you want to say, but not on the Olympic team. Say whatever the hell you want to say, just not on the Olympic team. You want to go be woke? Go be woke. You want to go hate America? Hate America. But why are we supporting and advocating and giving you a coveted spot at the Olympic Games when there is someone else that would love to represent America, that would cry when they found out they got to represent America, that would be proud to put on the USA, Team USA uniform? But remember, that white guy that made the Olympic team, you're supposed to hate him because he's a token. Yeah, get angry. Yeah, we should have sent an all-black team, and you should be angry we didn't. By the way, we did in 2016. Doesn't matter. We're ashamed of doing it now. We're afraid of doing it now. Yes, sirree. We are angry now. You should be too. This is our Olympic team. This is how we have allowed the anti-American left to take over. They have totally taken over sports. They have taken over the NFL. They have taken over the NBA. They have taken over the Olympic Games. Not to mention we have dudes dressed up as chicks who are also in the Olympics. Welcome to the world in 2021, folks. We're screwed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize, how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
There's one last thing I have to add tonight to this whole Olympic fiasco of sending athletes to hit America to the Olympics and demanding an all-black basketball team instead of the one white guy that made the team that deserved to be on the team, Kevin Love. All this wokeism. There's one last thing. Transgendered athletes. I'm going to say it again. When you're watching the Olympics, you need to root for every single transgendered athlete in the Olympics. You need to root for every single transgendered athlete out there, period. And you need to make sure that men take over women's sports as fast as they possibly can to actually protect women's sports. I was flying this weekend. I was talking to a dad that had all girls that are athletes. And he was talking about how angry it makes him that these men are getting to compete with women and how absurd it is and how it's going to take away these opportunities for his girls. And I said, that's exactly why you need to be rooting for these athletes and you need to be hoping that women's sports get flooded with trans athletes and that when they do, they win everything, because it will force the left and the feminist, liberal, Princeton, Harvard, Berkeley, feminist woke women to actually stand up for women for once. You know, the whole My Body, My Choice, that whole crowd and National Organization of Women, they've been totally silent on all of this crap. Why? Because they're the ones that went so far to the left and now they don't know how to come back and go, time out, women only. Because they're the ones that went so crazy to the left, they have no choice now but to hit the pause button and to see what happens, because then they'll be, I guess, hypocrites, right? If they start excluding people while they're the ones that have been demanding inclusion. I hope a bunch of men take over the WNBA. I hope a bunch of men take over the LPGA Tour. I hope a bunch of men who can't make money on the ATP Tour get on the WTA Tour. I hope that men take over all of women's sports. I hope they take a ton of scholarships to the NCAA, because the NCAA has gone totally transgender pro athlete. The NCAA has gone completely 100% woke. If you're a trans athlete, you can get in and you can win anything you want to. And I hope what happens is that men just say, all right, I identify as a woman. Now, right now, there's this arbitrary rule, and I'm going to explain it to you real quick so you understand, and people need to be fighting against this. You have a NCAA champion, a dude, CC Telfer, who is the first openly transgender woman to win an NCAA title. It's not a woman, it's a man. This man kicks the crap out of every woman and won an NCAA title doing it. This dude will not be allowed to compete in the women's 400-meter hurdles at the U.S. Olympic trials after failing to meet the World Athletics eligibility requirements. Telfer had been entered into this week's Olympic trials but was ruled ineligible based on the new guidelines released by World Athletics in 2019. Those guidelines are for international women's athletes that compete in events between 400 meters and 1 mile and include the athlete's testosterone levels must be below 5 nanomoles per liter for a span of 12 months. Following notification from World Athletics on June 17th that the conditions had not been met, the USATF provided CeCe with the eligibility requirements and, along with the World Athletics, the opportunity to demonstrate her eligibility so that she could compete at the U.S. Olympic team trials. According to the subsequent notification from CeCe from World Athletics on June 22nd, she had not been able to demonstrate her eligibility, which goes back to the point I've been saying. CeCe's a dude. CeCe took a national title away from a woman, kicked people off the podium, and took away scholarships from women. CeCe, quote, has turned her focus, they say, towards the future and is continuing to train. The testosterone levels prove my point. There's a difference between men and women. Besides the fact that it's obvious from a penis and a vagina, it's also testosterone. CeCe will compete on the national and world stage again soon, they said. Before transitioning, Telfer ran for the Franklin Pierce University men's team. Ranked 200th in the 2016 and 390th in the 2017 Division II competition. This isn't Division II. It's not even Division I. And 200 and 390th, not exactly great in Division II. Telfer competed in the NCAA Women's Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championship in 19, winning a national title. So can't make it as a dude. Come in 200th in 16, 390th in 17 and said, screw it, I'll say I'm a chick, and wins a national championship. Winning the national title in the 400-meter hurdles, along with being named an All-American. In 2019, Telfer spoke to Out Sports, claiming that there were disadvantages for a transgender woman competing against biological women, citing height and the use of hormone suppressors as examples. Get really? Because with dudes, you were 200th in the world in Division II, or in America, and 390th the next year. You were getting worse at sports. In Division II, you weren't even in Division I. And now you want me to, you know, believe that it was harder for you to kick the crap out of women? Come on! Really? By the way, you want to know how wokeism sounds when you're a dude dressed up like a chick? In the 2 years since my groundbreaking NCAA Women's Division II Championship in the 400-meter hurdles, I've reached out to more than 200 coaches in hopes of qualifying for the 2021 Olympics. This dude said. Only two responded and one stopped replying to my emails after finding out I'm trans. You want to know why? Because coaches understand that it's unfair to allow a dude to beat the crap out of women when the dude couldn't compete with the men. Well, let me just say this. When you see Laurel Hubbard, that dude who's a weightlifter, who's the first openly transgender person to participate in the Olympics, root for that dude to kick the crap out of the women, because we need this to happen fast. We need all women's sports to be taken down by men acting like women as quick as we can. Because if we allow it to trickle in, okay, if we allow it to trickle, this will never stop. We need trans people, dudes acting like chicks, to totally dominate women's sports, forcing feminists to get their heads out of the rear end and actually say no. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
All right. We'll continue to cover this crap for you so you'll get all the news the media won't report. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that share button, share it on social media. Help us grow, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.